Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. This is the last Monday of 2015. What an amazing year. Despite situations and circumstances and trials, 2015 has been a great year. I don't look at it as, I can't wait for this year to be over with. I am going to embrace every moment that's left in this year to the fullest, because the main blessing is that you are still here. You have fought a good fight, no matter what your fight was in your year, and there's a story to tell, and the next year, 2016, can only get better. It can only get better. So I'm hoping and praying that you are moving forward and just ready for all things good, and that you're not bitter about anything for 2015, that you continue to walk in your fullest potential, your fullest purpose, and walk in who you are and know that everything, all things work together for good. So if you have to take time and sit down and just look back and have an evaluation over 2015 and see what you can do different and where you can make some changes or adjustments, or even moving away from people who may be toxic to you, who may be causing you to act out of character. Maybe it's just time to move forward so that you can have a better year to come and a better day. And I just think that every moment is a moment for us to reevaluate ourselves and do better and live better and walk into our purpose better. Last night, my mom sent me a text message with a message, her nightly devotion, that reminded her of me. And I'll read it to you. And I just feel that it speaks, it does. She was right. It speaks to my life, but it just speaks to so much that we need to talk about in life, period. And so it reads, the scripture reads, well, the topic is live in joy. The scripture reads, you will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. That comes from Isaiah 55:12. And the word, the devotion reads, do other people find your joy contagious? Everyone gravitates towards a happy person who is filled with joy and laughter. But he who believes in Christ have much to be happy about. When God answers a prayer, celebrate with joy that no one can resist from joining you. Dance, clap, sing, and shout to show all the world you have much to be joyful about. What blessings are you joyful about today? Every day for me is a day to be blessed about joy, to be blessed about being in control of my spirit, creating my happiness, knowing from the get-up that today is going to be a great day. What do people know you from? I want to be transparent a little bit just to really help someone get this message. I've always been a happy person. I've always been the person that everyone, you know, loves to hang around, always been the one that wants to create good opportunities, good experiences. If I had little money or a lot, I've always created, like, let me cook something to make someone happy. Wanting to celebrate others has always been my go-to. And so this person that you know now has always been that person that people want to be around. But there was something that others knew me for, and at the time, I was excited about that because it made me feel, I don't know what it made me feel like then, but it was something that people knew me from. And I'll never forget a conversation, and it's the words still, I can still hear it as clear as day. But a friend of mine, she was going through issues with a guy, and it was a bunch of girls talking, and she came in the room and she said, let me talk to you, Jada. Like, I'm sitting around here playing. I know you're younger than me, but I need to ask you some questions because you know how to keep a nigga. And excuse me for my French, but that was the word, and that was the statement, and that people knew I can get any man I wanted to. I can keep any man I wanted to. No man has never left me. I've always loved. And that was my story. That was who I was. I was known for that. And even in my last relationship, I look at it and I was like, you know, that was powerful that I walked away from so much. But I looked at it like, oh, okay, yeah, I can leave that. I'll find who I want. I'll find another one. I'll be okay. I'll never have a problem with finding a man. I never had a problem with keeping a man, even though the relationship may not have been the picture of a relationship that I wanted, because that was who I was. I knew how to keep a man. And so with that being said, I look at that and I'm like, but at those times, it always was something, a season in those relationships where I could not meet a match the title of that devotion, Live in Joy. Because I can keep a man, there was sometimes in that relationship when it wasn't good and when it wasn't happy and, you know, when it wasn't all, oh, I have a man, it was something that would be in that relationship that can steal my joy. That's because I was so caught up and entangled in the situation of that relationship that I was able to lose a grip on that joy that people knew me from, that happiness that people knew me from, that happiness that I enjoy, that I like, that allow me to be truly who I am. And so evaluating that, leaving out of my last relationship, I had to say, wait a minute, there was times in that relationship that you couldn't fully be who you were because you were either, one, going through doubts of depression, you didn't want to leave out the bed because here you are giving this man your everything, and you can't be your all for others because you're being pulled, your spirit isn't fully who you are. There were times when you were selfish because, oh, I give so much, so I'm not going to do anything. I don't feel like giving back today. I don't feel like going third. I'm going to cancel an event because this man has pulled me out of character and I can't go out. So there's things that can pull you away from being your fullest potential of who you are. So it took me to go on a 3-year sabbatical to realize that, to realize, wait a minute, you are good with keeping a man, but that man can come in, and if you are not fully, fully, fully aware to your full self, you can come out of character. And so that made me realize, and that made me really fight for my character. It made me really fight for my spirit. It made me really fight for who I am, and realizing that this is who I am and people are watching. And what made me realize that people are watching, my ex called me yesterday. We are good friends. We have conversations, and it's amazing how I've evolved into this person to where no one can take that away, and I'm so proud of myself for that, and I pray that for you today. He called and he said something about you didn't post something on Instagram. And I thought about it. I was like, well, wait a minute. You're not even following me on social media. So how did you know that? And so it really made me realize that, as I always say this all the time, that people are watching you. And, you know, when you're out in public and when you're doing things, your life is an open book for others to see. And people are always watching. And if you want people to learn, you really need to walk in your truth. And if your truth is, I'm just a horrible person, I like having an attitude, be that. Don't confuse people. Be that. But if you truly want to walk in joy and you want to walk in love, you want to walk in peace, you want to walk in the spirit of serving others, fight for that. Fight for your spirit to not be taunted by anybody else. And when he said that, it reminded me that even when you go out, there's people watching you who you don't even know. What you put on social media, there's people who are watching you that you don't even know. You may have a follower base of 10 or 10,000, but it's the 5 who you don't know that is watching you, that is waiting for you to mess up, waiting for you to do something so they can say, let me continue being who I am. Your consistency matters. Your spirit matters. Fight for it. Fight for it like never before. Live in your truth. And today my truth is happiness, joy, peace, love. I figured out my one word for the year. Each year I have a one word. And so this year I decided last night that my one word is loyalty. And that means when I think of my purpose, when I think of relationships, when I think of my finances, when I think of my health, I have to be loyal to that. I have to be loyal to my purpose. If I say that my purpose is to be love, to be joy, to walk in truth, to inspire others, to help others become their best self, I have to be loyal to that. When I look at my tummy and I say, you look, you got to be loyal to this fitness thing. If you're going to be on it, today it starts, not January the 1st, you got to be loyal to it. If you're going to be loyal to being in your truth and standing who you are, be loyal to that. So today I beg that you will find your one word, live in your truth, walk in it, and be blessed. That is all I ask for you. So this last Monday of the year, sit down, evaluate where you are and where you're going. Don't wait till the 1st. Do it now. Forgive yourselves for things that you didn't do or get accomplished. You still have time because you're still breathing. Do what you can do to be your best self. I love you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the breath of life and for the air that we breathe today and for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. As we leave out on this last chapter of 2015, Lord God, I pray that those who are struggling and being hard on themselves will forgive themselves and walk in their truth, walk in who they are, Lord God, and be ready for greatness today, not January 1st, but today, that they will be who you call them to be, to walk into their truth, walk into their fullest potential, live in their joy, live in their love, live in their peace, live in their happiness, live in who they want to see themselves, live in their legacy of who they want to see themselves on their obituary. Let them start writing their obituary today. Let them have a new plan today. Lord, let them fully see themselves in you, who you see them to be, Lord God, and not who they see themselves as their friends or their family or their significant other have been telling them for years who they are. Let them dig deeper, Lord God. Create in them, Lord God, a clean heart and the right spirit, as your word says, so that they can walk into their fullest potential in joy and love. Allow them to leave behind today people, circumstances, situations. And I don't care if it's family, Lord God, because family isn't by blood. Family is about who we can connect to that allows us to be our fullest self, our fullest being in you, our fullest spirit in you, Lord God. Allow them to know today is a new day. Today is a new start. Let them be motivated on this Monday to be great, to be all that they can be in you, Lord God. Lord God, I speak the clarity. I speak clarity. I speak love. I speak peace. I speak newness. I speak faithfulness. I speak grace. I speak mercy. I speak of refreshness over their lives this today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they would walk in it today, Lord God, that they would take all that is not of you and just dump it and leave it where it's at and walk into greatness, walk into joy, walk into prosperity across the board. And that's prosperity not just in their finances, but in their faith and in their spirit and in their mind and in their fitness, in every area of their lives that they can walk into. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I pray that for them today, Lord God. I believe that for them today, Lord God. And I declare victory in the name of Jesus. Until next Monday, love, God bless you. Be blessed. Next year, I'll be talking to you in 2016. And I want to hear some praise reports. So next week, let's get on the phone. Let's share what we're getting ready to do. Let's share where we are. Let's share joy. Let's share so much. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Have a great day. Have a happy New Year's. I love you. Have a happy New Year. And as on, happy, have a happy New Year. I love you. Be great.